This is John Batchelor, a conversation with Sean Kingsley and Rex Cowan for their wonderful, not believable, but all factual story, The Pirate King, Lost Treasure, Piracy in the Indian Ocean, Spying, Spycraft for the King, Scottish Independence. This is The Strange Adventures of Henry Avery, the Pirate King, and the Birth of the Golden Age of Piracy. Sean Kingsley here not only describes how Henry Avery was sent with the master spy Daniel Defoe to Scotland to undermine the Scottish independence movement. This is the early 18th century. But also lived to tell the tale of his piracy, of his treasure. The Golden Age of Piracy. Very few survived, as Sean will mention. Sean Kingsley, with his colleague Rex Cowan, Pirate King, The Strange Adventures of Henry Avery, and The Birth of the Golden Age of Piracy. Much more of this tonight. Thank you.
I think that Daniel Defoe is a details guy. You know, he's really good. You know, as you say, they go up to Scotland in September 1706. And this links again to Catholicism's. Scotland and Edinburgh, they're a hotbed of Catholics, what we call Jacobites. There's all kinds of characters coming over the sea from France. And they're threatening, kind of like today with Scottish independence and history repeating itself, they're threatening to break away from the English crown. And London's not going to allow that to happen. So they send Daniel Defoe up there to basically manipulate public opinion by getting control of people in the church, lawyers, merchants, controlling the presses. If you control what is written, you control people's minds. And within 2 months of going up there, they had all those controls. But by being a details person, he needed, as you exactly say, a wingman to keep an eye out and see what was going and so he didn't get stabbed in the back. Everything we know about Henry Avery, the Pirate King, he's an incredible strategist. You know, you don't get most pirates like Blackbeard, Stede Bonny, Calico Jack Rackham. You know, they were hanged. Others died in wrecks. You can count. Very few actually survived to enjoy their ill-gotten gains. And Henry Avery was one of these guys, very smart, an ex-Royal Navy salt. So, he's the thinking man's muscle. He's the enforcer.